Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus. And we turn to the Word of God and continue our study from Daniel chapter 2 in relation to the Gentile dominion over all the earth. We read verses 44 and 45 of Daniel's interpretation of the great dream that was given to Nebuchadnezzar. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. May God bless the reading of his word. May the Holy Spirit help us to understand for our edification, as well as our spiritual profit, the study of this section. May I repeat very carefully and clearly, I trust, that we are considering from Daniel chapter 2 the great outline of Gentile dominion over the earth, which is to terminate at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to this scene. God gave to King Nebuchadnezzar, as he was upon his bed in the night, meditating, wondering what the future held for the earth. And in the wisdom of God, the dream was given that described the image of a great man and a terrible form to the king, with a head of gold, with the arms and breast of silver, and with the belly and thigh of brass, the legs of iron, with the feet partly iron and clay. And to Nebuchadnezzar the dream was given, and to Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation was told by Daniel. It was the history of the Gentile nations from that day to the end of the Gentile age. The end of the Gentile age will take place, as symbolized in the dream, by the stone that was cut out without hands and smote the image. Please note carefully the place where the image was smitten in the vision that was given. It smote the image upon its feet, for it is the last form of Gentile dominion that is visited by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ as a stone of judgment, as a stone of destruction, and that stone will thus grow and fill the whole earth, the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now think with me where we are at the present time in human history in relation to the Gentile age. We're at the closing and in the closing days of the Gentile nation, as we have read them in chapter 2 of Daniel, verses 42 and down through 45. We're in that particular state of Gentile world power which is mixed with iron, as well as mixed with clay, as described by the toes of the feet. Partly iron, partly clay, partly strong, partly broken. Briefly may I say, the 10 toes of this vision and the image given in the vision certainly represent what we have touched upon on past occasions when teaching the revival of the Roman Empire in its confederated form of 10 kingdoms, when it will appear in a revised state, not in the iron kingdom of autocracy and despotic but partly perhaps the nations that are democratic together with nations that shall be autocratic and despotic. They combine under the head of the revived Roman Empire, the beast who will reign at the head of the nations in the closing day. And the 10 toes will represent the 10 separate kingdoms with their own king, being in obedience to the head of the revived Roman realm. Now, beloved, let me state bluntly, plainly, what is to come to pass, according to the word of God, is the revival of the Roman Empire in its last form, before our Lord Jesus comes to the earth. Beloved, I wish to state emphatically, the word of God has not ended the Roman Empire in its history as yet. There was a great historian by the name of Gibbon. He wrote the history and the fall of the Roman Empire. But one thing he never did, nor could he. He never wrote that it would be revived again. But the word of God I not only presented here from the book of Daniel, but commend to you the reading of Revelation chapter 13, the reading of Revelation chapter 17. And you will find that the last form of Gentile power over the earth will be an autocratic reign under one man that will be the worst character of a person to be known upon the earth. May I go back to what we stated near the commencement of this study, and note this carefully. When you consider the vision that was given to Nebuchadnezzar, the outline of his dream was the image of a man. And there were 3 facts about the man's image. First, it was a mighty or a great man. Second, it was magnificent in brightness. And third, to Nebuchadnezzar even, it was terrible to behold. And the description is representative of what the psalmist calls in Psalm 10 and verse 18, the man of the earth. And my beloved, may I say, this is man's day, and God is permitting man to rule, and he's going to hold him responsible. But may I say, it expresses the man of the earth in various phases of government exercising his authority over the nation. And beloved, God has committed governmental authority to man. And we live in the day when human government is responsible toward God to reign according to his will and for his honor and for his glory. And when you and I look at the history of the nation, when we look at the history of even these great Gentile powers that the vision describes, the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Grecian, and the Roman, it is a history that God had to visit with divine retribution and judgment upon the nations because of their wickedness. But now listen. At the end of the age, when God's Spirit will have taken out of this world the church. Now let me repeat what we have been studying in the past. Some of you may not have heard it. Some of you may have forgotten it. We have been telling that the future program of God for the church is to take the church out of this world and translate the church to heaven to be with Christ above. And then God will begin dealing with his people Israel to bring them to their final fruition of his purposes and purge them for the coming millennial reign of Christ. And also, he will deal with the nation. But at the end of the Gentile nations, when all divine restraints are removed, men will become worse in their unbridled lust. And in the end of the age, and it's not far distant, it will be headed by one who is called in the Bible in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3, the man of sin. And he's also called the son of perdition. My beloved, the end of the Gentile age is near. But the end of that Gentile period is going to be the worst history of the world in its wickedness and lawlessness and unbridled power. And oh, in that day, as we ascend, the form of the kingdom of the Roman Empire will take that 10-kingdom form, and it will be the union of what is contradictory in our description in Daniel's chapter. And that is the union of clay and the union of iron. Iron doesn't mix with clay. But yet, at the end of the Gentile age, there will be the mixture of democratic nations and the mixture of autocratic and despotic nations under the rule of the great world emperor, who will be the most wicked character the world has ever known. Concerning him, I commend only to you again, read Revelation chapter 13 and the first 10 verses or the first 8 verses of that chapter. But now note, what I want you to note is what's going to happen to the Gentile nations at the end. For what we have in verse 44 of our chapter, in the days of these kings, these last confederated nations, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. And God is going to set up his own kingdom. And he's going to set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Now let me go to verse 45. I want you to see what's going to happen. Thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountains without hands. And it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold. And may I state, when our Lord Jesus comes in power and glory to the earth, he will crush the nations. He will do what the dream told us. That stone will smite the image upon its feet, break into pieces the whole image, and it will become like chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind will carry it away, and no place will be found for those nations. Beloved, let me please say, you wonder what will be the future history of our own country? May I say, you can take these words to cover the history of every Gentile nation. They will be destroyed. For our Lord Jesus will set up his own earthly kingdom. Beloved, may I ask, are you ready for him to come? He's coming in power and judgment. But I beg you, if you're not saved, let your soul be troubled and seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he's near. Father, bless thy word to thy glory and the blessing of all. In Jesus' name, amen.